When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And as you listen to this program, just know that you are joined by thousands and thousands of other people who are interested in the very same information. The way I look at this, we are all in this thing together to help each other out here. Our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. And our listening audience, it includes really two groups of people. So first of all, it includes the baby boomers who are providing care and looking after their aging parents, but it also includes the seniors themselves who are preparing for their own needs and their own situation. So if you're listening to the radio, streaming us online, and a ton of people are doing that, or even listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being here today. As always, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That just write it down. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. You could also visit online. It's a nice website. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit live, be sure to connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. We do a lot of communications that way. We do all these free educational events, and all of that goes out social media as well. So be sure to connect that way, if you would, please. All right, so this is a real treat for me today. We have a special guest in studio, Mr. Kyle Kroll. He's an estate planning attorney. And Kyle, thanks for being here today, and welcome to Senior Care Live.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation, Steve.
All right, and so for our listening audience, Kyle and I reconnected after not seeing each other for how many years?
Been a while.
Man, a few decades, I think.
Yes.
Or so. Kyle just sent me a picture, and I had kind of forgotten about it. It's been so long ago, 40 years ago. But it's Kyle and I standing together, and this is blackmail material, so I'm not going to put it on the website. But Kyle and I standing together in concert choir in high school. I was a sophomore. Kyle was a senior. And we had some hair back then.
And the year was 1977.
You
still have a good head of hair. But the way I explain it is I had hair when I needed it.
Well, there you go.
And in that photo, I have quite a bit of it.
Yeah, you had a lot of hair. And my hair is so long. Oh, my gosh. So, fortunately, I can't grow it that long anymore. I am still happy to have hair. It's just really gray now.
Yes, well. It's good to have hair.
It is. So, all right. So we're going to be talking a whole lot about estate planning today, and there is so much to break down. But Kyle, I really appreciate all your expertise and your wisdom here, because you've been at this a while. So let's just start off at 101. What is estate planning?
Well, estate planning fundamentally is making plans now so that if something untoward happens to you tomorrow, that everyone you love and everything you have will be okay. And by untoward, I kind of euphemistically mean if you become incapacitated by an accident or illness. And of course, death is still 100% on every actuary table.
Yep.
that's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
So it's making plans so that your family isn't really left in a lurch and your assets aren't in disarray. Because as you probably know, Steve, a lot of family fights can result when there is, even when there is planning sometimes, but when there is no planning, it's just an unfortunate free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all. That's the word I was going for. And I've seen situations like that really brought out the worst in a lot of people, and it can get really ugly. So this can avoid all of that. It may not avoid all of it, but it can certainly help, I think. For sure. Okay, so then the next, and again, we're kind of started off with 101 stuff here. So what is the difference between estate planning and elder law? Because out in the market, I've been at this for a long time with my firm Senior Care Consulting, and there are always legal implications to, you know, most of the families that I'm working with in their situations. And I hear the terms interchanged and used together, like Medicare and Medicaid. Right. They're switched back and forth. Well, they're two very different things. So, so could help us clear up the difference between estate planning and elder law? Cause I think they are two separate things.
Probably the greatest, brightest line of demarcation between the two would be elder law is really focused on, long-term care and how to pay for that.
Okay.
And the fundamental ways to pay for long-term care, as you know, are to pay out of pocket from your own resources.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to pay for it is through insurance, whether that is a standard long-term care policy that works much like an automobile policy. You pay and pay, and if you don't need it, you don't collect. Or it could be a policy that acts like a life insurance contract if you don't use it for long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the first two ways, pay out of pocket or have some form of insurance. And the third is some form of Medicaid. A government program. And the waters to navigate eligibility for Medicaid to pay for your long-term care are very tricky. And that is the focus of what would be an elder law attorney. They stay up on, they know the ins and outs of all of the rules and regs for qualification, because a misstep can be disastrous.
Oh boy, yeah, and it's and that can be and the rules and regulations are changing all the time as well. So that's specializing in that area, and then estate planning is really kind of, I think, kind of before that point.
It really is. I mean,
they complement each other.
They do. They do. I would say that elder law includes estate planning, but estate planning doesn't necessarily include elder law.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. So when is the best time to consider estate planning? And that's kind of a wide open question, because there are a lot of pieces to estate planning that we'll break down here in a little bit. But, when you're really young, should you do it when you retire? When you're in midlife crisis at age 40, when do you enter into estate planning?
Your estate plan begins on your 18th birthday.
18, okay.
Yeah, regardless whether you have two dimes to rub together, your estate at that time, Steve, is in your shoes.
Okay.
It is you, because what most parents don't realize when they have a child who reaches that magic age 18 mm-hmm. is you may still have some financial responsibilities and obligations for your newly minted adult. But if they become injured in an accident away at school or away at work, mm-hmm. or if they suddenly are struck with an illness and they can no longer make their personal health care and financial decisions, you and I have as much authority to make that young person's decisions as their parents do, and that is zero.
See, that horrifies me. I'm going to have three triplet boys who are going to be turning 18, and they will still be in high school.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I could have a high school kid living in my house, you know, and, you know, with that connection, and legally I wouldn't even have a voice, God forbid, if something should happen.
That's correct.
Right. So if you're listening to this program and you're over 18, and I think 99.9% of you are,
it's right? time.
Because our the demographic for Senior Care Live is about 45 to about 75 or 80. So it's an older demographic interested in this information. So if you're listening to this program and you don't have an estate plan, you need to do this yesterday. Is it ever too late?
Oh, no, not at all. If you wait too late, and that is when you become incapacitated without any planning, or you die without an estate plan, the die is cast. And it could be handled by state law, which can be very unpleasant and expensive.
Well, and we're going to get into some of those costs later and then how to avoid that. One more question on the 101 stuff, and then we'll get into a deeper dive here in the rest of the segments of the program. How often, so you develop an estate plan, how often should it be reviewed?
Our rule of thumb is every 2 years.
2 years, okay.
And I have clients going back 30-some years that I haven't seen. And I have others who come in just like they come in for their annual medical physical, just to check things up. So there are major life events that often trigger the need for review, such as retirement, mm-hmm. or death of a spouse, those kinds of things, birth of a grandchild, someone who has special needs, mental or physical, that's arrived in the family,
okay.
A grandchild. So or move to another state.
Remarry.
People move here. Remarriage, blended families. That's huge.
Yeah. So life is rarely stagnant. It's always moving in some direction, and so that's really important. In the next segment, I would like to talk about, you have a questionnaire that finds out, what is important to people. And I think you just have this really objective, methodical way of looking at that. And it would be great to talk about that as well next time around. Kyle Kroll, estate planning attorney. You can find Kyle online at kylekroll.com. And Kyle, what's your phone number?
That would be 913-851-4880.
All right. And right after the break, we'll continue this conversation. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many basic variations are there on a financial power of attorney? A, 2, B, 4, C, 6, or D, 8? And the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program live to any electronic device. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It is really that simple. I met with a new client this last week. She's from the St. Louis area, and she listens every single week. And this signal does not make it to St. Louis. Unfortunately, it goes quite a ways, but not there. So she streams us, and we have people in Tennessee all over the country streaming this program. So feel free to use that, and thanks for listening. All right, let's get back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many basic variations are there on a financial power of attorney? And here are your choices. A, 2, B, 4, C, 6, or D, 8. And the answer is C, 6. You have 6 basic variations on a financial power of attorney. So, Kyle, I'm not going to touch that one. You're the expert. Lead us through those 6 basic variations.
Well, the first is, when does the power of attorney start?
Okay.
And so our first two out of the six are, does it start immediately, or is it what's called a springing power of attorney?
Okay.
A springing power of attorney only has effectiveness and comes into play when it is determined that you, the person creating the power of attorney, are actually incapacitated. So that may require one or two physician statements saying that you can no longer receive and evaluate information concerning your own financial matters.
So it's only good, you know, down the road if and when I become
exactly
incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a springing. Okay. Because I've heard of springing, and that always, I'm not sure if that totally made sense, but how you just defined it, that makes perfect sense to me.
The second and, or the third and fourth really are related to, what does the power of attorney cover? And the first would be, is it general? Is it really, really broad? Does it cover virtually everything that you can do for yourself financially? Are you authorizing your agent to be able to do virtually everything that you could do regarding your finances? The other would be, is it limited or special?
Okay.
That means, are you really zeroing in on a specific thing you want your agent to be able to do? So we have immediate, springing, general, and then limited slash special. Those are four.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth and sixth would be relating to, how long does it last? And the first would be, is it durable? Many of your listeners may have heard that term, a durable power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
That means that, not necessarily that the power of attorney itself will go through the washing machine cycle if you leave it in your genes.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the tensile quality of it. It just means that it continues to have power when you become incapacitated. Because if it doesn't state that it's durable, then that means that it does not. We just refer to those as plain vanilla powers of attorney.
Okay.
So the six elements are, is it immediate, springing, or is it general, limited, special? Is it durable, or just plain vanilla?
Okay. I've heard horror stories of some power of attorney documents that were overly plain. And actually, and the family couldn't even retrieve any assets from the bank because it wasn't specific enough. It was just so vague. And so let me get to this point or this question, and I kind of have a feeling of how you're going to answer this. But you see a lot of these, you know, get your will now, get your power of attorney for, you know, like $10 or $20 or very, very inexpensively online. Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't mean to be denigrating, but I go back to Abraham Lincoln, and one of his famous quotes was, a person who acts as their own attorney has a fool for a client. And do-it-yourself planning.
Yeah.
I would say it's dangerous when it comes to medical procedures, surgery, as well as to law, estate planning, and even elder law. Leave it to staining your own cedar deck or whatever it is. That's good do-it-yourself stuff.
Yeah.
But I just looked at a power of attorney last week that a Kansas client prepared for themselves online. And when I reviewed it, it did not comply with Kansas law. It was so generic that it did not have a requirement that's been in the law specifically since July 1st of 2003. And
wow.
That is, in Kansas, your home is regarded as what's known as your homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And even though one spouse's name may be on the deed, it takes two spouses, both signatures, to do anything with that house, to mm-hmm. sell it, to refinance, to do a reverse mortgage. And the requirement is this. The power of attorney must identify your homestead by its street address as well as by its legal description.
Ah.
And it didn't have that.
Wow.
So if one of them had become...
Who's going to know that?
No one.
You deal with this every day. Your standard, you know, your average person that doesn't deal with this every day, they're not going to know that.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah, and so that's why you see an expert like Kyle Kroll. Check out Kyle Kroll online. And you have a great website, by the way, kylekroll.com, or call 913-851-4880, 913-851-4880. And Kyle, are you licensed in Kansas and Missouri, or just one side or the other?
Both Kansas and Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. All right. KyleKroll.com or 913-851-4880. All right. So we were talking about probate earlier, and I think I want to get into some of those fees a little bit later, but let's back up before that and talk about a will, like a, you know, like a last will and testament and that sort of thing. I mean, what is that? I mean, do you need one of those? Does everyone need one of those? Is it a good idea to have one?
It all depends. You know, standard answer you would expect. Case and client specific. One of the times when a will is absolutely necessary is if you have minor children. So those of our, you know, your listeners who have grandchildren, they need to make sure that their children have wills to appoint the backup parents for those minor children. Okay. Otherwise, a probate judge who does not know the family will make that call. So that's one case where a will is absolutely necessary. One common misconception, Steve, about mm-hmm. wills is I go back to a survey of Kansas residents that was done a decade ago, and the Kansas Bar Association surveyed just a cross-section of Kansans and asked this question: if you have a valid will, does that mean your estate will avoid probate? And 53% of Kansans answered yes, and the answer is no.
Yeah.
In fact, a will is your admission ticket to the probate court.
Okay.
And the will has no power at all until you die, and that will is given to the probate court in Kansas within 6 months of your death and in Missouri within 1 year.
Hmm.
People also have a misconception.
That's
Steve,
a long time.
That, yes. and people also have a misconception that a will can be used to name the agents to make your personal health care and financial decisions you're incapacitated.
Mm-mm.
So I come across people who have a will and believe that that is really their power of attorney. And I have people who have a power of attorney, which expires at death, that think they can continue to handle business after someone has died.
Oh, my.
So right. It's complete, the wires across.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, if this is confusing, that's because it is. Call Kyle. 913.
Or get with your own attorney. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And right after the break, let's have more discussion on this important subject matter. We'll see you in just a second.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, feel free to call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, and we will return your call as soon as possible, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, no worries at all. After the fact, you can go back to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episodes. It is really that simple.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, Kyle, on this program, we do a lot of myth busting and kind of setting the record straight here. And so this is one of my favorite segments. So here's the myth. And the myth is everyone needs a revocable living trust. And that's the myth. So why don't you set that rate and set that straight and give us the facts?
Well, I think we need to go back to Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Okay.
a revocable living trust is just right for some people.
Yeah.
For some people, it's too much.
Yeah.
And for others, it's too little. So it all comes down to meeting with an attorney and having them learn about you and your goals and objectives and determine what is most appropriate for you and let you make the decision. But a lot of your listeners are probably getting invitations to nice steak dinners around town.
Yep.
And when they go, what they're going to find is that the solution to every situation is a revocable living trust. And if they act now, they'll probably get a discount on the revocable living trust.
Yep.
They need to kind of step back and not fall prey to the pressure and actually have an analysis of their situation because I don't think we would necessarily go with the recommendation of a physician who wanted to prescribe medication for us prior to doing an examination and finding out what our ailments are.
That's right.
So it's the same thing with the revocable living trust. They're great tools in the appropriate circumstances, but they're not necessarily necessary for everyone.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Not at all.
And you know, and we talked about the online resource or the online very, very inexpensive services. Well, they're not meeting with an attorney. They're not explaining their situation and their desires and their fears and the outcomes that they want. You're just plugging information into a number. So not to beat them up too bad, but it's kind of a you get what you pay for situation.
Well, Steve, I have folks who I meet with for the first time that have been told by their friends or their friends have or their children have revocable living trusts, and they're coming in to basically get the order fulfilled because they feel like they need one too.
Yeah.
And after, you know, meeting with them and learning about them and their goals and objectives, the important people in their life, their property, their plans, it turns out that really what they can do is mostly by themselves. They can do pay on death or transfer on death to transfer their accounts directly to their adult children. They can do a beneficiary deed to transfer their personal residence directly to their children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for goodness sakes, at a point when your children are themselves on Social Security, I don't think you necessarily need to worry about them blowing it on too much crazy activity.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So the fact is that not everyone needs a revocable living trust, and that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. So, Kyle, we were talking offline, off mic during the break there, and you had recommended that, and I was thinking, you know, if someone need some help, they need to call you. But you had a very good point. If someone is already working with an attorney, go back to their attorney because they could probably make some easy adjustments.
By all means, if you have an existing relationship with an attorney, maintain that relationship. Go back to them for periodic reviews and updates because, as you noted, Steve, change is a constant.
Yeah.
And so when you go back and you meet with your attorney, chances are they already have your estate plan built on their computer system.
Yeah.
So for them, it's just a matter of going in and making a few course corrections rather than having to start from the very beginning. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
And it works out. It works out to be less expensive and more expedient.
Yeah. And that's a, that's a very, very good point. So Kyle, you have access and offer a lot of just excellent free resources. So let's talk about these resources and what they are. And then let's let our listeners know how they can access these resources.
Well, as we've discussed, Steve, the key to any successful estate plan is organization because of the following fact. And that is when the estate plan becomes really, really relevant and something has happened, an incapacity or death, the person or persons who know what they have and where it is and what their wishes are no longer available for consultation.
That's right.
So you need to stay organized and keep a written record of very important things. And for those reasons, we have free resources out on our website that consist of really the following. An estate organizer kit, and that has four elements to it. One is a step-by-step guide for what needs to be done when someone dies, because people going through the grieving process need a follow-the-numbers approach so they don't forget anything.
You know, that's worth $1 million right there. You know, when my dad died and we knew it was coming, we weren't really as prepared as we should have been because we were completely blown away by that. So that's huge. That's huge.
Second component of that estate organizer kit is a document finder. It's kind of hard to describe on the air, but it's a grid system that takes maybe 15 minutes to complete. But at the end of filling that out, your family would know at a glance where you keep originals and copies of legal, financial, real estate, personal papers, titles to assets. It's essential to have.
Wow.
The third element is a listing of who your go-to people are, your doctor, your dentist, your pastor, priest, rabbi, property casualty agent, life insurance agent, financial advisor, tax advisor, and then a way for you to list who your nearest and dearest closest friends and family are, so they could be notified by your family ahead of a visitation or funeral.
Okay.
Then the fourth element of that estate organizer kit is an asset workbook that helps you easily catalog by asset class and category what you own and where it is, to include the addresses of the institution, the types of accounts, the account number, and how they're titled.
See, I can't even tell you. So those four pieces in the estate organizer kit, and that's a free resource?
Free resource.
See, okay, so there I don't care if you have an attorney or not. You need to download that. You need to get a hold of this one. How can our listeners get a hold of this estate organizer kit?
Just go to our website, kylekroll.com. That's KYLEKRULL.com.
Yep. Okay. All right. And then you have some other really good pieces here as well.
Well, grandmothers stay in touch with their grandchildren these days through Facebook.
Yep.
and email, social media. People have Twitter accounts.
My mom does that, and if you had told me 10 years ago my mom would be on Facebook and sending little smiley faces and thumbs up to my kids, I never would have believed it in a million years.
Yep.
So it's everyone's doing it. It's fun.
Well, we have a resource that we call it the VAIL, which stands for Virtual Assets Instructions Letter.
Okay.
And that's how you catalog what your username, URL, and passwords are for things from Facebook to your email accounts to online banking. Because if something happens to you, there needs to be a written record mm-hmm. for your family to go to, so they know whether to close the account or keep it going.
Oh boy.
It's essential. We have what are called now, Steve, digital assets.
Yep.
We need to make plans for those.
Well, and you're starting to hear of all these stories of a spouse passes and their spouse has no legal right to get into their email account. The email provider is not obligated to give you their passwords. I mean, it's highly protected. It's almost HIPAA level, but just in the digital world. So like you said, digital asset, this is a huge, huge deal. It's a huge issue.
What about all those photos out there on Dropbox and places like that?
Yeah, where you can't recover them, and that's your whole life.
They're gone.
Is digitally. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm getting excited about it. I need to do this, by the way.
another key resource, Steve, is I have found over the decades that clients, one of the last gifts you can give your family is to plan your own obituary and funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do that, you really set family up for arguments, for one thing.
Yeah.
They may not know whether it's burial or cremation, whether it's in this family plot or that family plot,
oh,
or a
boy.
National cemetery if you're a veteran.
Right. Yeah.
So you need to make those known. So people were reluctant to go to a funeral home. So we created a document called My Last Wishes. It's 8 pages long. You fill in the blanks, check the boxes. It takes care of all the information needed for an obituary, all the way through disposition of body and specifics on a service, to include scripture, hymns, and the like.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. And then you also have some subscriptions for some ongoing pieces.
Yes, I have written a monthly newsletter since 1995. You can subscribe to that.
How about that?
As well as I write a blog Monday through Friday, and have written more than 1,700 of them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic.
And they're all free.
All right. And I have read a whole bunch of those. They're always very informative, great information. So for our listeners, take advantage of this. Some fantastic resources. Every one of these pieces, the estate organizer kit, that is invaluable. The virtual. All right. So give me that again, Vail.
Virtual Assets Instructions Letter.
To cover your digital assets with information about that, My Last Wishes, and then the subscription, just go, it's super easy, kylekroll.com. kylekroll.com. You can sign up for any of those. They're all free of charge. Kyle, thanks for offering that. And for our listeners, we'll have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, Kyle, a whole lot is being made about the death tax and estate taxes. You hear this all the time, and frankly, I think it also gets politicized a lot now that we've just come out of a horrible political season that was just nasty. But could you share with us a little bit about, what is the death tax and what are the limits and how does that really impact most people?
Well, I have some really good news for folks. The death tax really isn't of concern to most people.
Okay.
If you are single and you have fewer than $5.49 million.
So if you have $5.5 million, you're out of luck. I mean, you're not lucky.
You're not subject to the estate tax. But if you have five and a half, then you would have,
then you are
100, you would have what, 100,000 that would be subject to the tax. And, or would it be?
You would have a thousand.
The tax rate is 40% on the amount that would be above $5.49 million.
Yeah.
You just asked a broadcast journalism major to do some math.
It's 10,000. I said 1,000, so I'm not doing my math right either. Anyway, so anything over $5.49 million is taxed at
40%.
40%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then otherwise it's irrelevant. If you're below 5.49, it's nothing to worry about.
And if you are a married couple, then you can make use of each of your $5.49 million in exemption and protect, basically up to about $11 million.
Yeah, just a little under 11. All right. So there you go. There's your consumer alert.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. Excellent, excellent information. So, you know what, Kyle, we talked about, again, off mic, a little bit about, we touched on it earlier. Let's just touch on this, the healthcare directives and that healthcare power of attorney and how important that is, in the need of estate planning.
Well, fundamental basic planning, you have your power of attorney for financial matters. And my recommendation on that would be to have a general durable power of attorney, which means that it is broad in its application. So you're trusting someone 110% to take care of your financial business if you can't. It is durable, which means it continues through a time even when you're incapacitated. So that would be my recommendation on the financial side. On the healthcare side, you need to have an advanced healthcare directive, which includes a durable power of attorney for healthcare. And it too needs to be durable, and it needs to be effective right now.
Immediately.
You do not want to have a springing durable power of attorney for healthcare decisions. The reason being, Steve, is you want to make sure that your agents can talk to your doctors right now. And nurses right now.
Mm-hmm.
And can get your medical records right now and get second opinions. You do not want to put your family in a very stressful situation where there is some question about whether you are incapacitated enough to trigger to spring the document.
Yeah. Yeah. And that totally makes sense. That totally makes sense. And then, Kyle, we won't get into this today, but you, for our listeners, Kyle shared with me a list of probate fees, Kansas and Missouri, and it goes by your estate value. And with the right trust, you can avoid this. Is that correct?
Well, it's a study that I did just showing that Kansas has a different approach to how it calculates the fees associated with an estate going through the court system versus Missouri. And the basic difference is Kansas looks at how much work it was and how much time it took to run the estate through the court system. In other words, you get a bonus, a benefit, if you are organized. If you've completed that estate organizer kit, you have saved your family a lot of money.
Wow.
In Missouri, there is a commission, a minimum commission that the attorney and personal representative are entitled to under statute unless the will specifically states otherwise. So people need to know in the state of Missouri what their will says and how much will be charged by the personal representative, also known as an executor, and the attorney when it comes time to wrap up their estate.
And we're talking tens of thousands of dollars here, potentially.
So just to give you, an example, Steve, in Kansas, if someone had, just for an easy number, $1 million in a checking account, and it just had their name on it, no joint owner, no pay on death, transfer on death, and they died.
Mm-hmm.
Now it has to pass through probate. In Kansas, that would probably cost about $2,000 roughly,
yeah,
to pay the attorney, to pay the court, publication, the whole wrap. In Missouri, if you look on this schedule, under the statutory fee schedule, the minimum fee for $1 million, just even a checking account, would give $26,650 to the executor.
Wow.
And $26,650 to the attorney.
Wow.
That's a pretty hefty bill,
isn't
it?
That's a lot of money.
Now, you know, we talked about revocable trusts earlier.
Uh-huh.
One of the times when you really need to have one is if you have real estate in more than one state, because there could be a probate in each of those states if you're not careful.
Wow. Okay. All right. So now we're doubling up our fees potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then Kyle, I cannot believe how fast the time flies. And this happens every time. I'm always caught off guard. We only have a couple of minutes left, but you had mentioned a couple of hot buttons that you see in there. It's kind of connected to some common estate planning mistakes. Would you like to share those?
Well, just a couple. When estate plans are brought to me to review, maybe, you know, prepared elsewhere.
Yeah.
One of the things that never ceases to amaze me, once I learn from the clients what their goals and objectives are, usually includes making sure that things go down through the generations, through their children to their grandchildren. But when I review the estate plans, they are unintentionally disinheriting grandchildren.
Because it doesn't flow properly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everything is going into the estate of the children level.
Yeah.
And then it passes according to the estate plan of children.
The child, and it doesn't pass to the grandchild.
Correct, because the child's estate plan says that everything goes to their spouse.
Yeah.
So you are disinheriting your own grandchildren in favor of the assets ending up going to your son or daughter-in-law. And if they form a blended family and die, you could potentially be disinheriting an entire family line in favor of perfect strangers.
There you go. Wow. That would be a huge, gigantic mistake. And if you don't have this set up right, that could happen.
Very easily.
That can happen. All right.
Another nightmare scenario is when, I'll put it to you this way.
Yeah.
Women tend to outlive men by 7 years.
Uh-huh.
So I ask this question of groups. Why is it that a man works his entire life to take care of his wife and children and even grandchildren only to leave everything to his wife's next husband?
Hmm. Oh,
that
hurts. That hurts.
Ouch.
That is ouch. So, but with the proper estate planning, you can avoid these mistakes and a whole bunch of others.
You can cover virtually every contingency.
Perfect. That's why you talk with an estate planning specialist. If you don't have an attorney or you want to look at it, have another look, give Kyle Kroll a call, 913-851-4880, or online at KyleKroll.com. Kyle, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, Steve.
All right. To everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.